Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Last night we covered the atrocities taking place by ISIS, and I can't let it go. I got to go do it again tonight. It's really sad to see what's happening to innocent, helpless people. They don't even have a fighting chance. It is really sad. And to see bullies with AK-47s terrorizing and killing without any compassion. Helpless women and children. It is beyond the pale. I would have no objection to pushing the button that takes them all out. None whatsoever. I could have a nice cup of coffee right after. Bush stabilized the Middle East, which nobody will tell you about. And Obama destroyed it in short order. The fastest destruction of the Middle East I ever saw. Obama bin Laden, bin Lenin, lost 2,437 Americans in Afghanistan, and you don't know about it because you never heard about it in the press. The press covers up all his evil doings. Bush, in 8 years, lost 461. And they'll say, well, look what he did in Iraq. We almost took out Iran. Did you know that? We were half hour for Ahmadinejad's house. No, Bush didn't go that far. He didn't think that far ahead. But we were in a position because everything that led up to that point was well executed, from Afghanistan to Iraq. And now look what this jerk has done deliberately. No fool could make this kind of mistake. Deliberate. He's the great undoer. And he's undoing this country, too. He's unraveling the spirit of America and crushing it. Everyone who died under Bush was immediately listed in the communist press by name, rank, town, and picture. Under the cover-up chief, when he commanded the battlefield, he classified on the very first day of taking office, he immediately hid the body count. And he classified, they were no longer Americans, the troops that were dying. They were classified as NATO troops to be identified later. Not one was buried in Holland. Under Bush, a Gold Star mother got five mics stuck in her face and the question, how does it feel knowing your son died under George Bush? While Obama surrendered Syria and Iraq to Iran in exchange for a Cuba II, a bullshit deal, taking down the USA. Every morning, America wakes up to another FU surprise of the day. This guy loves to flip the bird. You can see countless pictures of him flipping at the bird. And then he does little inside bird flips, like flying over New York City in a jet and being followed by a fighter jet. In his big plane being followed by a fighter jet. And not the U.S. Air Force One. It had hard to see markings and scared the hell out of the New Yorkers who thought it was another hit coming. And that was an inside joke. And another inside joke was making the Marines hold umbrellas. Guys who are trained to fight and die for this country, to give their lives to protect that worm. And he made them hold umbrellas. He pulled an Idi Amin on them. I'm surprised he didn't have him carry him around on a throne, like Idi Amin did to the British Council. Yeah. Every morning, America wakes up to another FU surprise of the day. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton, the grand strategist of the invasion of Libya, under executive orders, had her State Department computer hacked and her toaster stopped working. Where is this equipment? Is it under lock and key? Is it in a safe place? Oh, yes. It's right next to the money counting room in Chappaqua. We're up to $2 billion and Bill's getting tired. Yeah. Bill pays no bills. He only counts dollar bills. Now the Communist Party is scrambling for her replacement because it looks like she is going to be... They're setting her up. They're pulling a Menendez on her. But they're not making it look as obvious as when they sicked it. The DOJ on Menendez, because he challenged the king. And if Hillary crashes, then they have a 0.0001% American Indian named Geronimo Warren, who rode with Cochise and Brian Williams in the Great War against climate change and global warming. Back at the Oasis, ISIS is killing their dates along with anybody helpless. This pride of Islam stirs the passion of the religion and grows stronger every day. Newsmax TV had a wonderful, at least over an hour presentation on Islam and how Obama is covering up all their atrocities. And they had one guy on who was a Navy officer, a Muslim, a devout Muslim, and he says the reason that nobody is speaking up against it, the good Muslims, are not speaking out against radical Democrats. That's what I call the wild Muslims, radical Democrats. The reason nobody's speaking up, they're afraid of being labeled an apostate and being killed right here in the USA. So if the guys who know them the best are afraid to speak out against them, there must be quite a few of them here, wouldn't you say? So strong. Let's see where I'm going. Back into your oasis. ISIS is killing their dates along with anybody helpless. This pride of Islam stirs the passion of the religion and grows stronger every day. So strong that Obama has begged Iran to come save his image in the Middle East so he can concentrate on losing Europe as we all sing the West to sleep. If I find that tune, I'll play it for you. It's about a country that wasn't awake when they got taken over. He has to answer for the Fort Hood cover-up, the CH-47 crash cover-up, and the loss of SEAL Team 6. The attack on Libya cover-up. There was no reason to go to Libya whatsoever. The Benghazi cowardice in the face of the enemy, abandoning the troops on the rooftop, is punishable by firing squad. Article 99, U.S. UCMJ. As uniform code of military justice. That's the rules for cowardice in the face of the enemy. Or retreating from the battlefield and leaving people to die. And you know who was in charge of that? The highest ranking officer? The commander in chief. The commanding officer takes the bullets. The EPA cover up, the IRS cover up, the Pentagon purge cover up. The false imprisonment of a video nut who was the scapegoat into the communist lie that was told on all the talk shows by Susan Rice. Wasn't that her name? Okay, having said that, let's see what we got going. What are we going to play here? I got to find something good for you guys. I'm sorry to take so long. I will play a little Sweetheart Dream. Here's one you can sing through life. Life is but a dream.
Will you take part in my try to give. Don't ever take
Alan Chubat sent some pictures. Muslims attack soldiers in the Philippines. You know that, you know the Army of 45, the weapon, the 45 pistol? You know that was designed to fight Muslims in the Philippines? They were called the Moros. And I remember when I went into the service, they had a big poster up called Knocking Out the Moros. And the reason the 45 was created was the Moros used to tie off their arteries, and they used to take a drug, and they would attack the Marines, and nothing would stop them until they came up with the 45 slug, and that seemed to do the trick. So now, the Philippines have been a great ally of the United States, and I got to tell you, we don't treat them right. As a matter of fact, I would swap Hawaii for the Philippines if we could get rid of the crime. Filipinos, they have died with us on the Bataan Death March. They risked their lives to give a GI a cup of water. They took a bayonet in the back just for giving a GI a cup of water. They're deeply religious, and they're great people. And I would love to see them as the 51st state. Their problem is their government is totally corrupt, and people on the top and keep the people on the bottom poor. You would think that would make them an ideal target for communism, but they're deeply religious, and they don't trust the communists. But they have a problem. Part of the Philippine Islands is controlled by Muslims. And I don't know. I'm not an expert. But if I were the Philippines, I'd let the Muslims have their own country, cut them away, give them the islands that they live on, and say goodbye to them. They got a picture of the Filipino soldiers that are getting ready to do battle with the Muslims. And I'll tell you something, these guys look like they can handle anything. They look like they can handle anything. Muslims in the Philippines, part of Bangsa Moro. See, there's the word Moro, right? Islamic freedom fighters attacked soldiers. The soldiers fought back and killed 7 of the Muslims, taking the victory. I did a whole video on this. According to the report, at least 7 members of the Bangsa Moro Islamic Freedom Fighters were killed and 13 captured. And then they got a picture. The Lebanese government has declared war on ISIS and is now ready to defend its lands and thus fight and kill the terrorists, according to the statement. And they got a guy sitting on a machine gun. Looks like a 50 caliber. And it says the post-Lebanese government declares war on ISIS. The next picture is it's up on my website. It's up on this intro to this show tonight. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 men are hanging upside down. They're dead. And they hang them over an overpass so people driving could see them, driving underneath them. Footage surfaced on the internet Saturday of the bodies of 8 men described as pro-government volunteers hanging from a bridge in Hawija, 70 kilometers north of Tikrit. The 8 dead bodies hang from a metal frame in the Iraq's province in Islamic State in the latest public display. Boko Haram has just pledged allegiance to ISIS. They're a nasty group. In Nigeria. I don't know what's wrong with Nigeria. Nigeria is rich in oil. What's the name of the president? Lucky Joe or something? It's a real screwy situation. That should be a very profitable country for everybody. Boko Haram has just declared that they have pledged allegiance to ISIS. In a message, they said, "We announce our allegiance to the Caliph, and we hear and obey in times of difficulty and prosperity." In a recent video, the leader of Boko Haram, Abu Bakr Shekau, vowed that he will disrupt anybody that's trying to live normally. Now, here's the hero. Here's our hero who's probably scheduled to die. The Egyptian government takes a member of the Muslim Brotherhood and hangs him to death. I got a picture of a guy who was sentenced by the Iranian mullahs for being an apostate. I think he was a teacher. And his sentence was he was to be whipped and then hanged. And I wrote a plea to the Iranian government, and I said, could you please show a little mercy and whip him after the hanging instead of before the hanging? Unbelievable. The Egyptian government under al-Sisi has just did its first execution of a Muslim Brotherhood member out of the hundreds and other Muslim Brotherhood members that it just recently put to death. According to the report, Egypt on Saturday carried out the first death sentence, handed over the violence that erupted. Now here's one that's, this is, what we got. When it comes to the Bible and Christ's second coming, we do not find any mention of New York, Tokyo, or Paris. But Egypt, Libya, Iran, Turkey, Yemen, Arabia, and Jerusalem, Ethiopia, and Libya, and Lydia. And the Ottoman Muslim League between Turkey and the Arab Gulf states is forming. The Sunni crescent is emerging alongside the Shiite crescent in fulfillment of the Bible prophecy. Iran declared, Iran today has become an empire as it was throughout history, and its capital now is Baghdad in Iraq. You heard it right. Tehran is declaring that Baghdad in Iraq is its capital, not Tehran. Although Al-Arabiya reported that Ali Younesi, the senior advisor to Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, said today that Iran today has become an empire as it was throughout history, and now its capital is Baghdad in Iraq, which is the center of our, and then it drops off. Read more. In India, they got a mob drags a Muslim rapist of a Hindu Christian girl out of jail, beats him to death, and then lynches him. Everybody's, what's that tune? Everybody's playing the fool one day, someday. According to local media reports, he died while being dragged 4 miles through the streets as people beat him and pelted him with stones. The Muslim man allegedly raped a student from a local women's college multiple times in February, and he was arrested a day later. Unconfirmed note, as this area has many Christians, it's possible, as this area has many Christians. ISIS launches major attack into Christian village. Only 17 Christians are defending the village. And what happened? Only 17 Christians are standing the ground against the invasion. The fighting is happening right now as we speak. In the area known as Tel Maghassana. And what is truly amazing is how only 17 Christians are defending the area as we speak. That is sad. It is really sad. So that's the words from Walid Shubat. I like Walid Shubat. He gives you first-hand information. He hides nothing. Tells you what he sees. Okay. I'm going to play you the Whiffin' Poof song.
from the table up at Birdland to the place where Dizzy dwells. In the beards and the funny hats they love so well. All the boppers are assembled, and when they're really high, they constitute a weird personnel. All the riffs these cats are playing are crazy, cool, and gone like this. Ooh-lee-oo, Scooby-Goo, ooby-dooby-dooby, ooh-bop-me-doppin' like that. So let them beat their brains out till their flatted fifths are gone, and they'll pass and be forgotten like the rest. Poor little cats who have lost their way. Ba 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 ba. Baba, yes, Dixieland music, they condemn, but every wrong note that they play is a gem. So Lord have mercy on every one of them, for they ba.
Gonna give you a little love potion. going to close with this tune, These Are the Things I Love. Nice night, folks.